Wheat market under pressure, mixed action in grain and livestock trade on Thursday. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. And joining us now for today's market wrap-up, Sue Martin with Ag and Investments out of Clarion, Iowa. And Sue, good to have you with us here today. Let's talk about what's happening in these grain markets first as we technically wrap up the month of April. We still got another day left in the week here. I want to start on the wheat side in particular. It was a pretty poor close Wednesday after we set new highs. And we're kind of following through here today, it seems. What's your take on some of this follow-through action in the wheat complex?
Well, it's the last day of a month, so I think you're seeing some fund liquidation that, you know, we've had a wonderful rally in wheat. And so we're seeing some fund liquidation, I think, today. Also, we do have some Elliott wave resistance overhead of us. But yesterday, Wednesday, wheat, KC July wheat, reached a 20 quarterly moving average. Actually, the Chicago did too. And we penetrated it, but it caught some selling as well. And so I think that's what we're doing. Usually when wheat rallies at this time of the year, it's on drought and also, more times than not, cold temperatures that bring a frost freeze concern. And then the market tends to rally further into the month of May before it peaks and then turns down seasonally into harvest, which is down through June and, you know, maybe the end of June. So I think the market is still got potential to come back and take a look at those highs. But yes, we're very rich in price. And on top of it, eastern side of Colorado caught rains of up to an inch overnight. But Kansas was left high and dry. But the models continue to indicate additional rains for eastern Colorado over this coming weekend into early next week. And there's potential that western Kansas might be included. So, you know, traders will be watching when we get here Monday to see if they caught any rain or not.
How about in corn and soybeans? Let's talk about that. A quieter market there on Thursday. And something I've been watching, and I'd love your take on this. Dease corn can't seem to get through the $5 level. And then on the soybean side, $12 seems to be the psychological sticking point, so to speak, here this week. I mean, would you agree? What's your perspective on that, Sue?
Well, the December contract of corn, first off, you know, that $5 is psychological. So yesterday's high of 4.99 and three quarters, just, you know, it's only natural to be seeing some selling. And again, like wheat, kind of getting a tug lower because of wheat, but also the end of the month, and corn's done a good job of holding in here. But the one thing I will say is we also have to keep in mind the next little ledge of resistance is the highs of 2024. That was 502 and on a December corn contract. So these corn's been chipping away and chipping away at this resistance. If they can kind of breach that and get through it, then we could maybe see that market then edge on up towards 511, and we'll see what else. This is a year. Export sales have been phenomenal on corn. And this is a year that I believe we'll see a situation where, you know, we get the corn planted, and then when we get into July, maybe the latter part of July, first half of August, we turn hot and dry. And that's some forecast coming out of some of the services we carry. And they were right last year. Last year they said no hot and dry, it was going to be warm and wet, and they were right. But this year they're saying hot and dry in that latter part of July, but especially in the first half of August, it starts that way. So we'll have to keep an eye on it, but this could be a year when we've had very good export sales, in corn. You know, we're very vibrant in our sales. This could be a year that if we hit a weather market on less acres, it could send that corn market absolutely enthusiastic. But I think there's another thing going on in corn. And this is just my opinion. So, but I think that China is buying corn. from the U.S. And I think they've been doing it for almost 6 months. Now, we get these export sales to unknown destinations, and they're always for old crop corn. And that is exactly what China needs. Their corn crop last year was horrible. Started off in drought, ended up in too much wetness, rain. It was so wet that in some cases the government had to help get the crop out of the field. So the quality's not good. And so I believe China's in our market buying, and Jameson Greer, the U.S. Secretary of, not of Treasury, the U.S. Trade Representative, has said that China has indicated they would buy grains. You know, maybe not necessarily talking about beans, but buy grains. Well, I think they're buying corn. And if you notice, when we get our weekly Thursday sales, we never seem to have, and we haven't for almost 6 months, these unknown destinations, none of them being pulled out of unknown destinations and saying this amount went to this country. We aren't getting that. And I think that's another sign of China, because of the fact they don't want it known that they are buying. Corn is cheap, and they don't want it known that they are actually in this market buying. We'll find out when President Trump goes in May, on May 14th, to China. We'll maybe get more rhetoric and find out, but it will not shock me if that's Chinese buying that we're getting.
Excellent perspective and thoughts on that. I want to make sure I ask you about the livestock trade here to wrap up the month of April. It's kind of been a back and forth day in cattle futures and in the hog complex as well. I have to think maybe it's just a case of money flow action here at the end of the month to some degree. Any perspective and thoughts on the livestock trade today?
Well, I could believe that. And we also get the April expiration here. In fact, we've already got it. And so that now makes June the lead month. And sometimes you'll rally cattle into the early phase of July sometimes. A lot of times you'll get higher in early May and then turn down all the way in through June. But this year, with the tight supply that we're seeing on cattle, market-ready cattle, and the demand that's expected for the next 6 weeks, taking us through Mother's Day and Father's Day and on into the 4th of July, demand is expected to be very good. And it's amazing, even at these prices, how it's held as well as it has. So, you know, this week, packers came in, started bidding on at $250 for cattle, and they got passed on. And then the cash price rose to about $255 per hundredweight on average this week. And actually, that would be $9 over last week. So there's no reason for this market not to be hotter than a woman's heart. You know, it's just strong. And so, you know, we're coming in this and we're looking at tight show lists. And I think the packers have every reason, with the strong cutout and the intended strong cutout for the next 6 weeks, packers would have every reason in the world to want to be bidding for cattle.
Sue, any other final thoughts you would mention or reiterate to folks here on the market wrap-up today?
Well, one thing on the beans. You know, yes, we had a 1206 and I think a quarter high overnight on July beans. And that, if you take a trend line and draw it off of the high from, March 26th. And so this would be since the start of that limit down day in March and then the low on the 17th, all of that sideways action. Well, if you take a trend line and draw it from March 26th across the high of, maybe April 13th, and then on across the high of April 22nd and extend it, our high of 1206 and a quarter hit that. So it found resistance there. But the key is the market more than likely is going to close higher for the month of April. And that means over 1187 and a quarter. And closing higher after making a lower low in the month of April now portends that we're going to take the highs of April out in May and then possibly do another concerted effort to go after the highs that we've seen in March.
Folks want to reach out and talk with you there at Ag Investments in Clarion, Iowa. What's the best way to do that, Sue?
Well, our number is 1-800-527-0051. And truthfully, with everybody with a cell phone, they can just call 515-832-6140.
We always appreciate the time, and always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. Sue Martin, Ag and Investment Services, Clarion, Iowa, thanks so much for joining us on today's Market Wrap-Up. We appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day.
That's today's Market Wrap-Up here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.